This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure. I mean, Cooper's not going to step on the field if he's not going to give 110%. He came in every day. He worked hard. He never complained. He was around his teammates. He was joking and laughing when we had some free time. He was hanging out with guys, hanging out with all of us. He would go out there. He would teach the younger guys what they needed to be taught. So there was never no bad energy or bad vibes when Amari was in this building. Like I mentioned before, he was a big part of this locker room, big part of this leadership that we had on this team. He was a big part of this organization these last couple years. And he's going to be a great addition for Buffalo. And like I said, we're going to miss him. And I wish we could have, you know, stuck it out the rest of the year. And, you know, we never know what could have happened. But, you know, it's all going to be good for sure.
Was Deshaun Watson just a few moments ago at his press conference in Berea talking about Amari Cooper, who is now a Buffalo Bill. The return on Amari, Andy, I'm impressed they were able to get a third-round pick in the deal.
What do you think happens if they wait till November 5th or they wait till the deadline? Did they get less?
I'll bet they would have received less.
I do, too. I think this was a good time to do it if they were going to do
it.
Yeah,
but I just – Bill in Parma said something. He said, I don't see any positives out of this. And I agreed with him. And the reason I say that is this, okay? Not a positive. He wasn't playing well this year. Not a positive. He and Deshaun didn't seem to click. Not a positive. Brown sent him a real clear message. They didn't want him back next year. Not a positive. He wanted to be paid more and probably wasn't real happy and went to social media when his name was in trade rumors with
right.
Brandon Ayuk. And not a positive. He was the best guy they had at a position that I think needs help.
I can't argue with you. I'm trying to think of any argument I have there.
There's nothing positive about him being traded except for possibly the fact that if you thought you had to do it, you turned it into a third, which I find hard to believe. I mean, good for them. Buffalo really wants him, apparently. And I do think the Davante Adams trade to the Jets, the Bills' division rival, probably helped juice the skids on this thing a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a valid point. I think it's something to think about. I just don't know how much that would pressure the Bills to want to go out looking at the Jets. And, I mean, the Jets are just a beast under their own right now with all the issues they have going on right there. So, I don't know. I see where you're coming from on that. I just don't know. And maybe that's a catalyst. I just don't think it is. I can't believe that's an end-all, be-all for the Bills to say, all right, well, yeah, let's go get Amari Cooper because of what's going on with the Jets.
No, except for one thing. Remember, in Buffalo's situation, last year they had Stephon Diggs, who was clearly their number one guy, and they had Gabe Davis, who was a pretty good touchdown target. I believe he had 7 touchdowns last year for Buffalo, and he's now in Jacksonville. So they lost 2 top wide receivers. And I say top because it was at the top of their depth chart. And they kind of tried to replace him with a multitude of guys. And that hasn't really worked for them. So rather than sit there And in a season where they think they can do some things, wait to see what might happen, they made a move. And I give them credit for that. They made a move, and they gave Josh Allen, who arguably is the best quarterback in the league, another weapon. Now, he's clearly in the top five, and they gave him a weapon. Now, I think Amari's a good NFL wide receiver. He's really good. I don't think he's great. But I think he'll step in there and do a really nice job and help some of the guys on their team and just give another layer of skill to that offense in Buffalo that could really help them. And I do think, until somebody steps up here in Cleveland, that a position group that I thought was lacking in the first place is lacking even more now. I mean, I got to be honest. Jerry Jeudy had 4 years in Denver and disappointed. Elijah Moore was pretty good his first year in New York, disappointed after that, got traded here, and hasn't shown much of anything. Cedric Tillman, young guy. We'll see where that what happens with Cedric.
Right.
Your Kadarius Toney thought is interesting.
Thrash. Well, he's here. I mean, and they've got an open spot, right. So why wouldn't you? Why
Thrash looked good in the preseason. A lot of guys look good in the preseason. We'll see. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hey, Cool Ray.
Do you have a ding right anytime you want it, Cool Ray? Because we do.
Oh, yeah, man. Listen. Can my team do anything right? Like, and people keep saying that this was a good trade. This is so bad for the Browns. It's not even funny. Buffalo, I think we all can agree, has Super Bowl aspiration. Has been for a long time now. So do you believe that they gave up a third-round pick for somebody who's going to sit the bench? This guy still has major value. That is a starting pick in the NFL, the third round. So my thing is this. We can't blame the receivers no more. We actually have to start looking at our offensive coordinator and our coach. Like, because we've been through this. Jeff, you've been through this a million times. So have I. We've seen this whole thing play out.
I want to just strap in because this is supposed to be my first time going through this. Okay, go ahead.
Cool Ray, you left Andy out and his feelings are hurt.
Oh, my goodness. Were you on the show yesterday when your feelings were hurt?
Andy.
Yes, you were. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding, Cool Ray.
We needed somebody positive to bring up Jeff when I get through off this call. That's all we did that for.
My thing is, if
this was another coach, and we start off 1-5. You guys and all the other sports we're talking about, it's time to fire this coach.
This guy's got a track record.
This guy's got
a track record that I like and I appreciate. You don't need a new coach.
Here's the track record. Last year, the defense won its 8 games. You guys said it. The defense won its 8 games. The offense was barely holding on last year. But the defense and Miles Garrett did that. And we made the playoffs. And he got credit for that. That's real. That's not making up. That's real.
Cool Ray, he hired the defensive coordinator. He's the head coach, and he called the plays in an offense that was pretty good last year, all things considered, and won with 4 quarterbacks. I'm sorry. The least of the issues with this football team is the head coach. I believe it. Is he the best head coach in the league? Nope, he's not. Is he a good enough coach to win with? Yep. Do I want to see where he might be able to take this team down the road? You're dang right I do. He's the least of the concerns.
I'm not firing the coach right now. I mean, for years we screamed about consistency, so this is where we are right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.